After 3 months of the falling of the La Rúa government, some situations are starting to be defined. Not only the economy have changed, also in society deep changes are happening. Last Sunday, in one of the parks of Buenos Aires, more than 3,000 persons of 100 assemblies of neighborhoods all over the country have met to exchange experiences and to make plans about future actions. The majority of the participants have a common interest. What country do they want? For example, one of the assemblies of the capital city, Buenos Aires, declared, "This assembly proposed to defend the public health and the public education, popular and free, defends the human rights of our national constitution, to give importance to the political participation of the citizen like the protagonist of, in the collective construction of the destiny of our country, to promote the unity between all workers, employed and unemployed, retired, students, small producers, victims of the policies that have been imposed over the last 25 years. We want genuine work for everybody, salary according to what a family needs to live, to reduce the amount of time each worker works without reducing salaries, so all workers can work, to build a new state that must be an instrument in the benefit of the majority of the people." The assemblies that are flourishing all over the country have modified daily life of all the people. All days, in different neighborhoods, actions are being carried to stop the cutting of energy and telephones, also stopping it in a physical way. From a little city in the province of Córdoba, one of the participants was explaining. "To give you an example, what we pay in taxes in Villa Allende is 5 times more than what you pay in the rest of the province of Córdoba. So we are fighting against these taxes right now. Another thing that is expensive is water. They make cooperatives to manage this, but these cooperatives are under control of the local politicians of the governing party." The assemblies that were born as an expression of the participation of middle classes in the political life are starting to join with other social classes. In this particular assembly, representatives of organizations of unemployed, piqueteros, and also workers were listening. After a massive mobilization to the Plaza de Mayo last Friday, some of the organizations participate for the first time in an assembly. From the province of Salta, in the north of the country, one of the places with more mobilization around the problem of unemployment, a woman was denouncing the situation in this way. "We don't have how to live, how to send our children to school. We are poor people, and I don't know why this Mr. President and the governor of Salta, they say that Salta is okay. They are lying. We are really living a very, very bad situation." After more than 7 hours of debate, with more than 80 persons that speak, the assembly decided to make a demonstration in support of the factory Brookman, which is in control of the workers, because the bosses disappeared without paying anything. On Saturday 15, the workers were moved away by the police, and in less than 2 hours, the pressure of the assemblies of the zone and the human rights organizations and a few deputies forced the police to leave the place. The workers recovered the factory, and the next day they receive an enormous proof of solidarity. More than 2,000 people make a mobilization to show their support. In this mobilization, Raúl Godoy, leader of one of the factories that are under control of the workers, exclaimed with emotion, "For us, it's an honor to share this small tribune, but full of dignity and full of force. These companions that have been carrying on a tough fight, which is deeply related with us, because we are making the same in Neuquén. Sanón, Brugman, there are two factories in which the workers are producing without the bosses. Yesterday, the assemblies came to help our companions, and they make the police leave the place. And today's mobilizations are of an enormous value. So we stand together, with compromise and solidarity, because we must win. And winning is to continue with your demands. All the powerful people, they must live." So that was the ending of the first National Assembly, helping to build the solidarity between the middle classes, the unemployed, also called piqueteros, and the workers. They voted more than 80 resolutions that goes from the defense of education to the reorganization of the state. One of the more important resolutions was that they voted a mobilization for the 24th of March, which is the anniversary of the beginning of the last military dictatorship that killed 30,000 persons and opened a time of silence in Argentinian society. In the last month, 26 years.